All right, so midstream is not that hard. The prior speaker was great because he walked you through all the nuance and the chemistry. But if you step back and think about the midstream business, there's massive margin transfer from the upstream to the midstream, right? The midstream guys are the ones making the money. And so I was talking to a midstream management team not long ago, and they said, "So what's your price forecast on oil and gas?" I said, "I'm not telling you." And they laughed. I said, "What's your price?" I said, "I'm not telling you, because it doesn't matter." Right? What matters is that the E&P industry is going to take a bunch of cash and they're going to stick it in the ground and produce oil and gas, independent of whether they make a return or not, because that's the history of the business. Right? I'm an E&P guy. I'm a petroleum engineer, worked in the upstream business for a long time, right? So they're kind of my people, but it's what they do, right? They destroy capital. You shouldn't care whether they destroy capital or not, as long as they're providing you product. And oh, guess what? They're going to sign a long-term deal before you have to put dollars and iron in the ground. Man, that's a heck of a deal. And I said, look, you don't need to know what the price is, because all you need to know is demand's going to grow. And there's only four places in the world you can grow supply. It's the U.S., it's Saudi, it's Iran, and it's Iraq. The rest of the world has been massively underinvested in over the last 2 years. That is going to show up in production declines. And the U.S. is going to grow. That's all you need to know on the oil side. The gas side's even an easier story to tell. Volumes are there. That's all you need to know. And they're like, wow, yeah, that's fantastic. So what's your price?